This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening, and more signings peppering the news wire here for America's team. Let's get into them. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Work here on your home of the Rangers. We got an eye on the new telecast here as they've launched their new network. Today's the first game. You can watch it on Channel 33 or the Victory app or whatever. But we got a bomb from Jock Peterson.
Oppo Taco.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Three-run shot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Jimmy Jock.
Ooh. This team, I mean.
Jimmy Jock, okay.
Team's going to score a lot of runs this year.
That's what I'm seeing.
They're just going to score a lot of runs and just got to hope that the health of this team holds because they're going to be a problem for teams with the lineup that they have.
AL favorites.
Yeah. You know, you got to get some bounces and breaks go your way, but I would not be surprised at all to see this team playing for a World Series again, Chiafalo.
Yeah, I'll co-sign everything you guys just said. And shout out to our guy Jared, who has the humility to go ahead in the pregame to stand on that box and give himself a few more inches next to those guys that he's hosting with.
Yeah.
You know, like he doesn't need to sit there and try and act like he's got some height hubris. No, I don't need the box. You step up on that crate.
Yeah.
And the balance was impressive.
I like what he's done getting the collapsible crate as well. He can kind of pull it up next to him and you just
take it on the road.
Just like take more it, discreet. Carry it with him.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of practice with the Legends, and I think that he realized after that he needed to just buy his own box.
Yeah, he's got a portable box.
Wow. Shouldn't we all be that blessed? Okay, they have signed a linebacker. The Cowboys have Jack Sanborn. He's a guy that's going to tackle, 1-year deal, just gathering what we can so far here in the last 20 minutes or so. It's a 1-year deal. He did have like 164 tackles last year. And Bears fans are bummed because what he does well, and he does with like a blue-collar attitude type. Mm-hmm. But not great in coverage, not a pass rush guy. He's aggressive. He's physical. He's good at diagnosing run plays and being in the right spot. It's very interesting the Bears wouldn't tender him. I don't know why they don't like him, but Eberflus apparently does, as he is reunited there with his former head coach here, and we're looking forward to learning more about this guy and why they would want to let him go. I imagine if you have those kind of stats, even though it's just a 1-year deal, this is your projected starter at linebacker now.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah,
he'll start with Marist.
Unless they surprise you with a first rounder.
They draft Campbell or somebody like
or
that.
Or Jalen Walker. Maybe they see Jalen Walker playing a little linebacker.
Sure.
But yeah, you add a veteran for 1 year. Hopefully you get Overshown healthy and, he stays healthy and he's an absolute beast for the foreseeable future for you there. But I'd still love to see him drafted another linebacker. Cowboys have traded for Kyir Elam. Now, Wolchuk, you were saying at the break, this is the son of a former Cowboy safety,
Abram Elam, just doesn't even seem that long ago that he was playing with the Cowboys. And now his son has just been traded for the one bad. And this is, again, like with all this advanced metrics and stats, you can take it with a grain of salt if you want, but it's not great. The 33rd team just tweeted out that Elam has ranked 127th out of 129 corners that have played 800 plus snaps since 2022.
Yeah.
So maybe
he's
just
not last.
Obviously, he's not last. We've got room for improvement here. Clearly, the talent is there. And let's just hope with the new defensive scheme, we can catch lightning in a bottle, boys.
He's played 3 years. Yeah. And he's one of the worst in a world where you draft another 210 players or 225 players. Mm-hmm. You got to transition some of these guys out, And I would imagine he's one of them that's a good candidate for that. But just like Jonathan Mingo, the Cowboys find value in this. This is embarrassing. This is what this has become, and I'm telling you right now, what we're watching in real time, Wolchuk, hopefully this doesn't break your heart, we're watching a disappointing but very respectable football organization transition out from being that to being incompetent.
My heart's been broken. I'm kind of just living in this, I just know what to expect. I went on the rant that I did a couple months ago, and I pretty much said all I could say there. And I can't continue every single show to come out here and just voice like, gosh, we need to have massive change, because it's not going to happen.
I do feel like this is a historic time, though. It needs to be marked and recognized with words.
No, and I do appreciate, and a lot of the fans now are feeling the same way, where it's just like, this is in one ear, out the other. But, hey, they're being a little bit more aggressive in the first couple of days of free agency than we've seen in the past. But, again, it's for players that are like, are they going to help you? They might not at all. Could they? Sure. But it's basically, we are just relying on hope. We're getting talented players that we thought were good. They haven't proven to be very good. But by golly, we get them here with a star on their helmet, and maybe it can finally work out.
You know, the other thing I tell you, though, the reason I feel like this is different, and tell me if you agree or disagree, but it's different because they just demonstrated how bad they actually are. You know, so it's not like, hey, we're going to do nothing, but we just won 12 games, so we're going to keep winning 12 games. Now the illusion of that is gone. Now we know you're about a 500 team if you stay healthy, and if you have some injuries, potentially significantly worse. And we know the front office's reaction to that is to not change anything with what they're doing. You know, so I feel like while the last 15 years, let's say, have been disappointing, you know, they had the championship window open for many of them because of how good the players on their roster were. Now you run your team out. It's not very good. And this is the first time I think we've seen that since probably 2011 and 2012. Okay, so they've traded for Kair Elam. He was with the Bills, a first rounder in 2022, was outplayed his first training camp by a sixth round pick. And he never got going. Cooper Kupp, the insiders, including Broadus, are saying does not look like the Cowboys are going to be making a move for Cooper Kupp. And I just think that he's probably still too good. We got to find players that are borderline starters, I think, around $5 million. Does that probably fit the profile? And maybe Cooper Kupp's still going to get more than that. But I'm not misquoting you, right? Cowboys are not interested in Cooper Kupp.
No, I kind of got the vibe, unless the things kind of changed, but last night I got the vibe that wasn't going to happen.
Headline from David Moore here in the morning news as we go through the C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Cowboys have been active in free agency's soft opening. Does that equate to productivity? And he wrote this this morning. This was before Jack Sanborn, 164 tackles. I mean, you can't just gloss over that. That's something. It'll be interesting to see how much money he gets. Is this going to be the highest paid Cowboys free agent? I would think so, $6 or $7 million. But David in here talks about you know, how there are still plenty of holes on the team, although they've kind of addressed at least depth at corner and maybe a starter at linebacker. What are we looking at now? Just wide receiver? As far as holes they have to plug here before we get to the draft, the holes are starting to get plugged here pretty good, even though it's just depth, guys.
If you're just talking about bodies, then yes, I guess wide receiver two probably in that mix. I mean, you don't have a starting running back. Javonte Williams, you signed him, but he's not a starter. He is a third down back at best.
But that's the draft,
and
for sure.
Yeah. And
would you look at a one technique?
I was going to say one technique. Mozzie Smith is a body.
I might even look at another linebacker if I could.
Yeah. I mean, you've only got Leofowl and Nick Vigil. Those are your healthy linebackers right now.
To be fair, do you have a nickel corner?
I don't think Elam's a nickel guy. I think he's an outside
corner.
So you probably think
Carson or Bland?
I think Bland, if you had the ability, you'd probably play Bland inside is what you would do. But no, you're right. They don't have one. Carson's work there, but you know that the season kind of went south for him, and then they were just, let's keep him on the outside and see what happens there. But Yeah, I think that you need to go and see if you can find another a big body one technique.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
and obviously the draft will provide some of those options.
Oh, it's got a bunch, especially like late on day three. There's a lot of guys that you could get for that.
Absolutely.
Essentially, what they've done though, like if you want to talk about what impact has free agency made, it's raised your floor. It's made sure you're not going to be an embarrassment and have guys that shouldn't even be near a football field somehow on your starting rotation on game day.
But it's fair to wonder, the guys that they've added, are they upgrades over the guys that they've lost?
That's the question.
Like, will Sanborn be better than Eric Kendricks? I don't know. He's younger, and he's definitely a better fit for this coaching staff than what Eric Kendricks was, because he's played for them and he knows it, right? But is Chauncey Golston better than Peyton Turner, who they signed? Is
probably
Kyer Elam and Jordan Lewis. I mean, you know,
Williams and Rico.
Right. Yeah. Like, the guys that you've lost, are you really upgrading on those, or are you just kind of plugging holes? It does feel more like plugging holes right now.
And unfortunately it does. And we'll see what else they could have in store. Maybe there's some trades, but it doesn't feel like they've made the kind of moves that would allow you to believe they've done anything than maybe give themselves a chance to play relevant football games with the playoffs on the line in December. You know, somewhere between a 8-10 win football team, I think, is best case scenario. We go to the morning news, where they have 10 things to know about the Capel product that has joined the Cowboys here, Solomon Thomas, and some things I didn't know about him. I remember him getting drafted and knowing about him being a local guy. But, you know, since then, and knowing that it didn't pan out as far as being a third overall pick, didn't know that much. But he has teamed up with Dak Prescott before.
Yeah. They look alike.
Do they?
Have you seen it? Look at a picture.
They do. The facial hair, the beard is trimmed.
Look like brothers.
Very much alike. Oh, yes, agreed. I noticed that yesterday.
You can see the resemblance.
But the suicide awareness stuff, they're definitely in cahoots together.
Yeah, Solomon Thomas lost his sister Ella in 2018 and started a foundation along with his parents called the Defensive Line. It's similar to Prescott's Fate, Fight, and Finish, which helps people with mental health issues. Of course, Dak Prescott's brother, Jace, suffered the same fate there back in 2020. And there's a lot of stuff that goes along in there. He had an interesting signing day before landing at Stanford. Before beginning his collegiate career, he was picking between Stanford, Arkansas, and UCLA. Ended up making the decision live on ESPNU and did it in very dramatic fashion, using props to reveal his decision. Don't usually get that from a Stanford guy.
Nah. But
he's different. He pulled out a mini tree from under a table as he put on some nerdy-looking glasses to let people know he's going to Stanford.
Good deal.
I like that, with the nerdy glasses. A guy lived in Australia for 5 years. He's got pictures with a koala bear here as a kid. Pretty cool stuff. And he was a surfer at just 5 years old, as you could imagine you'd be there if you had the fortune of growing up in Australia. Probably ask Kyrie Irving about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's the C-note here. Cowboys news of the evening. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about these guys that they actually have traded for and the guys that they've signed. We'll do that next.